The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Conversaciones honestas sobre lo que sentimos, callamos, y estamos aprendiendo a soltar. Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Today I wanted to talk about setting boundaries with the people around us, whether that be family, friends, etc. And I wanted to really touch on how uncomfortable and how hard those conversations can be. To start off, I think that once you get older, you begin to notice things and catch certain things that we wouldn't see before, like when we were younger. Me and my cousins tend to talk about it all the time, about how when we were smaller, like the way our aunties, our uncles, our parents behaved were completely different, or maybe they were the same and we just became more aware, obviously. But it's always been something that has been a topic of conversation for us. We always found it interesting the way a lot of things switched and people switched, and that, like, the thought of it in our brain of, like, this is not really who our auntie or who our uncles are and our grandparents. I don't know. It's a mess. And I think that just talking about how chaotic family can be is something very intriguing. I began to notice the way my family treats my mom, like my mom's side, and how my, also like my dad's side. I think that the way both sides of my family treat my mom, I might be biased, but I think that they use my mom a lot, and they're not grateful. That's the best way I can phrase it. I feel like my family, like my mom and my dad's side, they're very quick to take, but never give, or just reciprocate kindness. They're very, I did everything by myself and no one helped me, but in reality, a lot of my parents were their backbone, or other aunties and uncles were backbones. And I feel like a lot of people just don't realize that they received a lot of help. And I think that's something that really, not irks me, but it triggers something in me for some reason. For example, recently, my mom's birthday was this past weekend, and she's been having a lot of just pain. She's been having a lot of issues with her health recently, and those issues affect, obviously, her daily life. And some weeks are better than others. And this past week was just such a heavy week for her. She was going through a lot. Like, she was in a lot of pain. And her birthday was Sunday, which is also Easter Sunday. And my plan with my dad was we were going to take her out to dinner. And we were going to do some, like, walking around Walnut Creek. A lot of things were closed, but I mean, Walnut Creek is such a, like, pretty area by Broadway Plaza, and it's just such a pretty, like, place to just go walk around, enjoy the sun, enjoy being with family. And our plan was to take her out to dinner, have her eat, and then go from there. But she was not feeling up for anything, so we decided to reschedule. We'll do this another time. She wanted to stay home, and she wanted to make aguachiles, and that's what we did. That was the plan. We were going to do that. But my auntie called my mom and asked her, like, so what are you doing for your birthday? And my mom was like, nothing, because nothing was the plan. And that just opened the door to okay, let's make a carne asada. We'll go over to your house. We hide some Easter eggs for the kids. And all is well. And my mom was like, no, like, I'm not feeling well. I just want to be kind of mellow. And my auntie was like, it'll be quick. And I'm like, when my dad told me this story, I was just very upset, because a lot of people just don't have boundaries and don't know how to take no for an answer. And I think that's what triggers me, is the fact that, you know, no matter what you say or tell people, sometimes they just don't understand and they will not understand. And it just enraged me because my mom told her she wasn't feeling well, and yet she was still quick to make the plans, to send out the messages, to say we're doing it at her house. And I'm just kind of like, you don't listen. My mom, she is not feeling well. She is just trying to stay home with her kids and her husband and relax. But no, it didn't work out that way, because obviously other people have different agendas, and if we don't fit into their agenda, they'll find a way to make themselves fit into ours. You know what I'm saying? And I think that just what like really enrages me is the fact that my mom needs to be available to them whenever they need her. But God forbid one day my mom needs something, it's going to be like such a freaking, it's just going to be so hard to find somebody to help her. And I think that my mom, in the way that I do, struggles with setting boundaries with family, because you know, you just never want to let anybody down, and if you know that you can help, you want to help. But sometimes we need to put ourselves first and really listen to our bodies, our minds. What do we need? Like, we need to put ourselves first. And I feel like, especially like in Hispanic households, you weren't taught that. You know, you were taught like you want to put everybody before you, and because you want to help as many people as you can, because that's what you were taught. You were taught to lend a helping hand whenever you can and wherever you can, but they never took your mental state serious. And I think that's where the issue is, that like no one's mental state was taken serious. And now it's just super difficult to really talk about your emotions, how you're feeling, what your thought process really are, because no one will take it seriously. And I think that's a problem. I also wanted to touch base on how the way we see our parents treat each other kind of reflects on how we treat, like how our cousins treat each other. We're very, I wouldn't say divided, but we are divided. For example, my grandma and my grandpa from my mom's side lived with my parents for the longest time. So obviously I saw my grandma and my grandpa every single day of my life. My grandma like always made food. My parents both worked, so my grandma was always home and she always made food. My mom obviously bought groceries. My parents bought the groceries and the utility. They provided everything, and my grandma just executed in a way. And my cousins, they didn't live with me. They didn't live at my mom's, so they didn't really see my grandparents all the time. They all still needed help. Like my auntie all still needed help taking care of kids. But my grandma was always the type to take care of everybody, right? She took all her grandkids. And I think, me personally, I just think it's manners that if you're going to drop your child off for care, right, for daily care, the least you can do is pack a snack or bring fruits so that my grandma can have enough food to feed everyone, right? Because my grandma, once again, lived at my house with my mama, and my parents bought groceries for their children and my grandma and my grandpa. So my parents have 4 kids themselves that they need to feed. That's 6, 7, 8 with my grandma and grandpa. And yet my aunties will still drop off their kids without any bringing anything to contribute, whether that be milk. They can bring eggs, rice, beans, whatever. They never brought anything. And so there was obviously a point where things got a little tense and they were asked, hey, like, can you bring something to contribute? And it was an issue. And I think that's so frustrating, because it's like, girl, you're coming here to drop off your kid. The least you can do is kind of give something. I don't know. I just think that's manners. Just in my brain, the way that it works is that if I'm dropping off my kid at somebody else's house for care, I'm gonna bring juice. I will pack them a lunch. I don't know, just something. I mean, I think it's different when it's family, but even when it is family, the least you can do is bring something. Bring fruits, bring, like I said, like rice, beans, whatever. It doesn't even have to be cooked. Just bring the packet and we'll cook it. But I just think that it's selfish to not think of the house that you're bringing them to, because they complained that my grandma charged my aunt to take care of their kid. But in all reality, she wasn't charging them. She didn't say, I need $100 every day if I'm going to take care of your kid. No, all she said was, hey, can you bring like some chicken next time? Just, you don't even have to cook it. Just bring like chicken breast or whatever. And they got so offended by that, because why is my grandma charging her for taking care of her kid but not charging my mother? And I'm like, well, because my mother provided my grandma with a house. My mother provided all the food. My mother provided all the water. My mother provided the roof. What do you mean? I don't know. I just always get so frustrated with that, because I'm like, girl, me and you both know. Me and you both know. But I guess. And I think that also kind of just goes back to how me and my cousin ended up living together for a while, and the tension was so high. It was like through the roof. It was so hard living. It's so hard living with family. And it's even more hard living with family and having to share a room or like sharing space. I have never dealt with such boundary crossing people. I don't know. I'm just like, it's outrageous. And I love my cousins to death. They're like the best people in the world. But living with them was a mess. It was a hassle. It was stressful. The biggest headaches. I cried so much. It was just not a good living environment. And I think that because I never really learned how to set boundaries when I was little, that even now it's still so awkward and so hard and uncomfortable to have that conversation with family about, hey, you can't be doing that, or hey, I don't appreciate you doing that. Because listen, I lived with my cousin, and mind you, she didn't have a car, so she would Uber everywhere, or if I was awake or up for it, I'd drive her to work. And she only worked like 3 minutes, 5 minutes away from the house. So it wasn't an issue. So I always was up for it. But where things started getting like, you're crossing a line, is when she would take my keys when I would be sleeping. She would take my groceries without asking. She would use all of my fiance's stuff and leave it everywhere and leave it a mess. She would never clean up after herself. And I think that's where it got really difficult for me, where I was like, girl, how am I supposed to live here? And we're supposed to share, but this is our living space. Like, you're not cleaning up after yourself. You're not taking care of the house. You're using all of my groceries. You're taking my car without asking. One day, they left me with two flat tires. They said that they would split it with me. I ended up paying everything by myself. I was enraged. I had to call off of work because it happened right in the morning. And then the other time I had to miss all my morning classes because I had no freaking vehicle. I had to stay with the car, get it towed, take it to the place. I had to stay and wait and pay for the thingy because nobody else was at my house, and my fiance was working, my parents were at work. No one could come and take care of the stupid car. It was a mess. I kid you not, a mess. But you know what? I ended up moving out, and now we're fine. I feel like all things are just, there's just a better environment. You know what I'm saying? And I think that if I had learned to have those uncomfortable conversations earlier, all would be well, you know? So what I'm telling you now is that if you need to have those awkward conversations with people, have them for your sanity and for your sake, okay? Put yourself first. Trust me. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. See you in the next one. Bye.